Chapter 8. Back to the Wild. Some days later, Buck started to hear the call again. Sometimes he left the camp and slept in the forest at night. He stayed in the forest for days. In the forest, Buck became more and more like a wild animal. He could move very quietly on his stomach. He could catch and kill other animals. Sometimes he caught fish in the river, too. One time Buck stayed in the forest for 4 days. He went back to the camp, but he smelled something bad. Something was very wrong. Everything was very quiet. No birds sang. Buck found one of Thornton's dogs on the ground. It was dead. Then he found Hans in the long grass. Hans was dead too. Buck heard noises. He moved slowly on his stomach toward the camp. There were strange men there, and Buck was very, very angry. He made a terrible noise, attacked the men, and killed some of them. The other men ran into the forest. Buck found Pete dead in his bed. But Thornton was not in the camp. Buck found his smell and went after it to a small river. Thornton was dead in the water. Buck felt a terrible pain and stayed by the river all day. Then night came. The moon was high in the sky, over the trees. Buck heard the call from the forest. He got up and walked away from the camp and from his life with men. John Thornton was dead. It was time to start a new life. A life in the wild. Some years later, the men in the forest started to tell stories about a strange animal. This animal was like a wolf, but he was not a wolf. He ran with the wolves, but he was bigger and stronger, like a dog. The men were very frightened of this dog wolf. Sometimes he took their food and killed their dogs. Sometimes he killed men, too. In the summer, this great dog wolf visited an old camp by the river. There were no people there, only some old bags of gold. They lay in the grass. The dog wolf sat by the camp and called a long, sad call. Then, in the long winter nights, the men saw him again, running at the head of the wolves. Penguin Readers, The Call of the Wild, Jack London, Level 2. Retold by Anne Collins, illustrated by Shelley Carroll, series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Gabrielle Glaister, copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2019.